97.9 The Hill, Aaron Kitt coming at you live from Intrinsic Aura Studios here at University Place, joined in the studio by Victor Lewis to catch us up on what's trending out there in the world. Good morning.
Good morning. All right, let's talk about some things. I don't necessarily want to sound like a shill for fine deli meats made by Boar's Head,
but
their slogan has long been my favorite slogan in all of advertising. If you're not aware, Boar's Head makes meats, and their slogan is compromise elsewhere, which I've always thought is just a wonderful piece of advertising.
I really wanted that to be the slogan for, like, RC Cola.
Compromise elsewhere. You can apply it in so many products. But it's worth bringing up because penguins in the Japanese aquarium are refusing to eat cheaper fish. Because obviously a lot of things are more expensive these days, and fish are no exception to that, including the fish that you need to feed your animals at aquariums and zoos. It's not just the penguins either. They have otters who are being fed the same fish, and the otters don't particularly want it, but the otters aren't refusing it out of hand. They're just taking longer to eat. The penguins, by contrast, the penguins are good. We're good on that.
Look, don't go serving cheap food to someone who shows up every day in a tuxedo.
Truly.
Right?
I didn't even think about this parallel, but yes, the penguin is far too finely dressed to accept your substandard mackerel.
I'm just proud of the fact that I thought of that right off the top of my head.
Me too. Yeah, that really added some more legs to this outside of all those fancy birds. But yeah, they truly are fancy birds.
Yeah.
Yeah, and those riffraff otters will just eat whatever you put in front of them. But
yeah.
I dressed up for this. I'm on a date with my lovely wife, and you will give us the finest Japanese-raised mackerel. So yeah, that's our stuff with penguins. I guess I can talk about other birds. I'll keep this one short. It's just a headline on Newsweek that says man claims he was unjustly jailed for killing rooster. Quote, I was defending myself.
Oh, I heard about this.
I don't need to read the story any further. Yeah, sure. Not guilty. Because chickens are mean. And anyone who has ever spent any time with any chickens on a farm is aware of the fact that chickens are mean.
Yeah.
And if you got charged by a rooster with its claws out, sometimes you gotta smack that rooster. And it's a little bird. And accidents happen, man. It's how it is.
Boar's Head's slogan is compromise elsewhere. Victor's slogan is sometimes you gotta smack that rooster.
Sometimes you gotta smack that rooster. Look, hey, we live close enough to rural areas. Alamance County is right over there.
Uh-huh.
You've spent time with chickens. If you know, you know. Chickens are mean. Chickens are mean. Sheep are dumb. This is what's known if you spend any time on any farmland.
Did you read further down in that story, though? Because there was also, like, a neighbor dispute at the bottom of this as well. So maybe the rooster attacked, and maybe this is a less than gruntled neighbor.
Ooh.
Yeah.
A less than gruntled / disgruntled neighbor?
Not necessarily disgruntled, but fewer gruntles than what would want in a neighbor.
It sounds like I have some more reading to do. His
account
says that he was checking his mail when the rooster, quote, ran up on him.
Which is entirely believable.
That is entirely believable. But yeah, all right, I'll move on from the rooster just in case I'm in the wrong. How much time do we have left?
Minute, two, whatever.
Congratulations to Rowdy the Cat. Rowdy the Cat, if you are not aware of Rowdy, Rowdy has been hanging out in Boston's Logan International Airport for like 3 weeks. A family got off a flight. Rowdy was in a cat carrier. Rowdy escaped from his cat carrier and has not been seen since. He's just been lurking the terminal style in this Boston airport.
Did they know that he's still in there?
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, no one's seen him leave. We've got enough cameras. He's just hiding and he doesn't want to be caught. And we've been putting out food. The family's like had voice recordings running. Just, Rowdy, come here, little guy.
Aww.
And after 3 weeks, Rowdy got lonely enough that he came on back.
Aww.
And now Rowdy's back home. So,
aw, sweet.
Heck yeah, Rowdy. I've been following the tail of this little cat. And
I went to Boston, and it was nice.
Exactly. I've been waiting for him to be okay so we could talk about it on Trends. Because, A, I just like the terminal and wanted to work in a cat terminal joke. But also, we just love cat content here on This Morning.